supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers, dear sisters, especially dear sisters, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Why especially sisters? Because today is the birthday anniversary of the one and only Lady Fatima, and of course the Day of Woman in Iran. So congratulations to all Muslim sisters, Shia Muslim sisters all around the world. Today, Friday, is the 20th of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, and the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, peace be upon them. We offer our congratulations to all ladies. Without Fatima, there is no Islam, because Fatima is our model. She sets an example and we have to follow it as much as possible. She's the most important lady in this universe and shall always be. When we wear our hijab, we should be proud because we are copying Fatima, who after all is the mistress of all women. When we help others and give charity, we again should be proud because we are doing as Fatima should have done. An example of her generosity is when, on her wedding day, a poor lady came and asked for some clothes. Fatima had only two dresses, the new one that she was going to wear on the wedding and an old one. Fatima gave her new wedding dress instead of the old one. Fatima Zahra alayha salam is and should be the inspiration of all women and should be emulated. She was exactly like her father, Prophet Muhammad, and we too should strive to at least be like her. We should learn from her honesty, modesty, and loyalty. Peace be upon her. Peace be upon her father and his pure progeny. Congratulations to all Muslim ladies all around the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny, dear and sisters around the world. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss, that is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima Salam Al-Aliha was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The next characteristic and trait of this great lady of Islam was her behavior with her spouse. She was the one who understood the spouse's financial situation, and she was the one who avoided embarrassing her husband. Cooperation and piety and goodness was one of the pillars of Ali and Fatima's life together, and perhaps one of the best and most glorious signs of this is that Lady Fatima salam alayha, during her ups and downs in her life with Ali alayhi salam, never made a request from him that would be difficult for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Clothes, ornaments, home furniture, housing, and the like are the demands that usually every woman allows herself to request from her husband. But Lady Fatima salam alayha, peace be upon her, never bothered her husband to prepare these kind of things and requests for her. The next characteristic of this lady of Islam was her love towards her husband. Actually, love to her husband, secrecy, politeness, and respect for one's husband require that the wife not only refrains from projecting and exaggerating the shortcomings of the house, but also ignores the shortcomings as much as possible and minimize them, because when she expresses her displeasure, that has no result except the resentment of the husband. The last point that I want to share here is self-sacrifice. Her self-sacrifice means that she tries to do something in order to compensate whatever deficiency is available in the life and to compensate for those issues that she cannot find in her life. Actually, she tried many times to sacrifice herself in the common life that she had with Imam Ali alayhis salam. She was the lady that could understood the problems and difficulties that her husband had out of house. And she tried to make the house as a calm place and a place of tranquility for her husband.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali.
الأئمة بنت الخديجة
أم الأئمة بنت الخديجة روح الكمال روح الكمال
The one and only daughter of طه وياسين The best of daughters given to أم المؤمنين We ask you to intercede for us on قيامة So that with you we may also enter Jannah
The Lady of the Worlds. Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, emphasized the exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions. In one of the most evident indications of Lady Fatima's immaculate nature, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, stated, O Fatima, indeed Allah is angered for your anger and is pleased for your pleasure. Since Allah is just and wise, He would only be angered or pleased righteously. The Prophet's infallible words describe Lady Fatima's anger and pleasure as indicator of Allah's anger and pleasure. Therefore, Lady Fatima must not be mistaken in her anger or pleasure under any circumstance. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, also said, O Fatima, aren't you pleased to be the Lady of the Worlds, the Lady of this nation, and the Lady of the Faithful? Lady Fatima is also known by another beautiful name, like Az-Zahra. This name refers to the blooming glow of Lady Fatima's countenance. His sincerity and devotion to Allah was manifest for all to see. Dear brothers and sisters, especially dear ladies, thank you very much for joining us. This is today's special and thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the Lady of the Worlds, Lady Fatima, alayha salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate.
Hazrat Zahra's birth celebrated as a woman's day. Her father was the Holy Prophet and her mother was Khadija. The Holy Prophet loved his daughter Fatima very much and used to say, Fatima is part of my body. Whoever troubles her troubles me. And whoever makes her happy makes me happy. At the beginning of her youth, Fatima married Imam Ali alayhi salam. She was the ideal lady of Islam and excelled all ladies in worship, manners, and morals. For her husband, she was the best wife, and for her children, she was the best mother. She did the housework and took great pains and troubles upon herself to maintain and prepare the necessities of life. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to say, By Allah, I never did anything in all my life which made Fatima unhappy or angry, and Fatima too never did anything which made me unhappy or angry. Fatima loved her children very much. She cultured them with Islamic morals, manners, and etiquette, and brought up her children to be the best. Fatima, peace be upon her soul, passed away on the 3rd of the month of Jamadil Thani at the age of 18. Her body was entrusted to the earth in Medina, but the whereabouts of her grave are not known.
Tabari reports, a Sunni historian, a Sunni commentator of the Holy Quran, and a man who narrated many ahadith. He says that when Khadija was pregnant with Fatima, she was in the city of Mecca. She was about to deliver and she asked assistance from the Qurayshi women. They all rejected to offer her any assistance. Why? Because she was a wealthy woman and she married Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was a poor man. They wanted her to marry the aristocrats of Arabia. She married Muhammad ibn Abdullah and they refused her. At-Tabari says, she turned to Allah and said, "Oh my Lord, all the people have turned away from me. Please help me deliver this child." At-Tabari says, as soon as she made that prayer, four women enter the house. And Khadija reports that words cannot describe the beauty and the brilliance of these women. The first introduces herself saying that, "I am the wife of Adam Hawa. I am Eve." The second says, "I am Asiya bint Muzahim. I am the wife of Pharaoh, the daughter of Muzahim." The third says, "I am Kulthum, the sister of Musa." The fourth says, "I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Allah has sent us to you to help you deliver Sayyidat Nisa al-Alamin." This is Fatima al-Zahra.
Dear listeners, especially dear ladies, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and of course, a special program on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Congratulations to all of you, and keep us in your dua and supplications. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and congratulations to all on the birth anniversary of the most noble lady ever, the Holy Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. The day which is celebrated as Mother's Day and Women's Week in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We now present you some food for thought on how devoted this lady was to God and to humanity. On her wedding night, someone knocked on the door and said, "I asked the household of the Prophet to give me an old dress." At first, Fatima thought of giving her old dress, but then remembered the words of God in the Holy Quran, which say, "By no means shall you attain righteousness unless ye give freely of that which you love or prefer." She then gave the poor person her new dress, an act that pleased God, and convey this divine satisfaction through the Archangel Gabriel to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about his daughter, the Lady Fatimatu Zahra. As you know, this is the birthday of the Lady Fatima. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listener on this most auspicious day, inshallah. We pray that all of the women of the world can adopt the Lady Fatima as their role model and emulate her in their ways and in their mannerisms. And not only that, not only is the Lady Fatima a model exemplar for all women, but for all believers. It's been narrated from the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in one of his letters that he wrote towards the end of his minor occultation, if I'm not mistaken, that in this part of this letter, he says that I have in the Lady Fatima a good exemplar and model for myself. This is also Women's Day and Mother's Day, and so we, you know, offer our congratulations to all the noble women of this world and all of the great mothers of this world, and we, you know, we praise them for all of their noble efforts. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My daughter was named Fatima." Alayhi salam, because Allah Mighty and Exalted has weaned her and weaned those who love her from the fire. So this is a kind of indication and allusion to the reason why she was named such. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَتَمَهَا وَفَتَمَ مَنْ أَحَبَّهَا مِنَ النَّارِ. It's also been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, these are some hadiths about the Lady Fatima's, her names, why was she named such and so on and so forth. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Fatima, salutations of Allah be upon her, has nine names before Allah. Fatima, As-Siddiqa, the veracious one, Al-Mubarika, the blessed, Al-Tahira, the clean, Al-Zakiya, the pure, Ar-Radiya, the grated, Ar-Radiya, the content, Al-Marziya, the one who pleases Allah, Al-Muhaddisa, the one who speaks to angels. It's probably a reference to the fact that after the death of the Holy Prophet, the angel Gabriel, he would come to the Lady Fatima and speak to her, console her, which is why she's called Muhaddisa. Az-Zahra, the radiant one. This is another allusion. All these are allusions to events or her characteristics. Right? It's been narrated that when the Lady Fatima would... it's been narrated that a person named Ammara, he asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam as to why Fatima was named Az-Zahra. To which he replied, because when she stood for prayers, in her prayer niche, her light would radiate for the dwellers of the sky, just as the light of the stars radiates for the dwellers of the earth. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Lady Fatima in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. So, I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, how
are you fine?
Yes.
Yes, Fawad? Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So today, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, we'll have a very important ayah here in this session, which is called Ayatul Kursi. Yes? You know that this is the best ayah in the Quran, and it's an important ayah. It talks about the names, the attributes of Allah Almighty, and it has a long explanation, a beautiful explanation. So I think we might not have
much time to talk about it, but I really ask you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn about the each and every single word of this ayah in the Tafasir book. There are a lot, okay, you can learn. So brothers and sisters, we'll have a short explanation about this Ayatul Kursi and the Tajweed rules. But before we start, let's listen everyone to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
That was great. And Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, and also our brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please listen carefully and repeat and practice after me. So I'll be reciting. Okay? Ready? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم
لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم
لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم
له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه
من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم
ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء
ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء
وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض
وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض
ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم
ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Question: Why is this ayah called Ayatul Kursi? Who can answer? The answer is clear. It's mentioned here.
Because it has wasi'a kursiyuhu
as-samawati. The word kursi is in this ayah. That's called. That's why it's called. Because of that word, wasi'a kursiyuhu. Yeah, actually, this doesn't mean... the meaning in Arabic, kursi means chair, okay? Yes? But it doesn't mean that Allah Almighty has a chair sitting on it in the skies or somewhere on earth. No, it doesn't mean... So it's just an example, okay? It says the power, the governance, okay? The power that Allah Almighty has, it has kind of covered, or it has all the world under control, okay? All the world, the skies, the earth, wherever, okay? Everything is under the control of Allah Almighty, okay? So it doesn't mean that Allah Almighty, like we have sat on a chair, okay? Allah Almighty doesn't have a chair sitting on it like kings, okay? No. Okay? Some Muslims, unfortunately, they have believed like this, okay? And they are fault. They are wrong. All right? So, guys, this ayah has an important thawab, a very important thawab it has, okay? Imam Ali alayhi salam says that from the time this ayah was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've never forgotten a single night, okay, to recite this. Always, every night before going to sleep, I was reciting this ayah, Imam Ali alayhi salam says. And whenever you go out, okay, from home, before you, for example, do anything, try to recite Ayatul Kursi with yourself, okay? Memorize this and go. Inshallah, you'll be safe and protected. Okay? Inshallah. So guys, let's go to the Tajweed rules because explanation is just a lot, okay, here, and we don't have much time. We ask you to refer to the Tafasir book, brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Important Tajweed rules we'll mention, then we'll finish this session.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Allahu la ilaha illallah. The rule of Hamzatul Wasl. If you see a word starting with Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, so if you just to start from that word, the rule says that you have to put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it. Right? Hussein?
Yes.
Allah ar-Rahman alhamdulillah. This thing. Allahu la ilaha illa. La ilaha. Muhammad, of course, it is jaiz, you know, that you don't need to stretch, but you can stretch. La ilaha illa hu. Hu wal hayyul qayyum. So you can stop here. It's jim. Like, guys, there are many jim, there are many salah here in this ayah, yes? The signing of stop, stopping, yes? So jim tells you, Hussein, that it is?
You can,
jais. Continuing or yes. Stopping here, it's both are the same. Plus, salah. Yes, salah tells you better to continue.
Yes,
salah. Yes, wasl is better. Qala is just the opposite. Yeah. What Hussein said, huh? Qala tells you
that better to stop.
Better to stop. Yes, and yeah, that's all about the signs of stopping here in this ayah. Jim, qala, salah. We told you, and now. الحي القيوم لا تأخذوه. The pronunciations in this ayah, these letters are important, okay, in terms of pronunciation. The letter ha, the letter ha, the letter dhal, the letter dod, the letter ayn, the letter kha, ta, and the letter dha, okay? وهو العلي العظيم حفظهما. Ayn is also important. Fawad sometimes has a problem with the letter Ayn, and alhamdulillah, he has fixed it. So make sure you fix it, okay? If you can't pronounce the letter Ayn correctly, remember the time when you open your mouth so big and want to just bite an apple. Ah! That way, okay? People have a lot of problem dealing with this Ayn, okay? Ah! I have a lot of students, they cannot pronounce, they couldn't pronounce it well. I met this example and they said, oh, amazing, we learned it. It's enough. So, you can do it. Now, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. سنة تنوين plus وا, merge them, إدغام. سنة ولا نوم. له, if you stop here, نوم, yes. تنوين, ضم is changed to سكون. But if you join them, نوم له, إدغام, yes. نوم له. ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي نون ساكن plus ذال hide the sound of noon. Ikhfa, right. Man dhal ladhi yashfa'u indahu, again ikhfa, indahu illa bi'idhnih ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna bi shay'in, plus mim, tanwin plus mim, idgham bi shay'in, ghunna sound, nasal sound. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
Min ilmihi, nun sakin plus ayn. You don't need to merge.
Idhar.
You have to do idhar. Just simply read it.
Yes.
You don't have to merge. You don't have to hide. Min ilmihi illa bima sha'a. Mad is? Is the mad wajib or jais here for what? Huh?
Wajib.
Wajib. Why?
Because hamza and mad letter are in same word.
The same word, and the word sha'a, it's one word. So hamza and mad are in the same. So it's wajib in the same word. Wasi'a kursiyuhu as-samawat. If you join hamzatul wasl, it's skipped. Wasi'a kursiyuhu as-samawati wal-ard wa la ya'uduhu. Make sure it has an oo sound. There is a baby wow, if you see. حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. So, that was all about the important tajweed rules in this ayah. Everyone, let's listen once to the recitation of this ayah with tajweed rules. Now you have learned the tajweed rules. Listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Alhamdulillah, that was nice. I hope inshallah you've learned. Make sure about the explanation of each and every single word in this ayah. There are a lot to talk, but we don't have much time. We ask you to refer to the Tafasir book, Interpretations, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us today, brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. And we really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio every day, one Quranic session. And yes, thank you so much. Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us. Let's say bye-bye. Yes?
Bye.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
past the Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. Well, today in our studio we have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Now we want to know about the signs of reappearance, and one of the signs that we had been talking about in the previous sessions was Sufyani. We reached certain conclusions that he's just one person, not many people. He's not a symbol, he's a reality. And now we want to talk about, is this sign a certain sign or an uncertain sign? And in the previous episode, you gave us a little brief about this, but I would want you to start with the session again. That is he a certain sign?
We talk about the fact that according to narrations, when it comes to signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, some of them are called mahtum or hat, meaning that they are definite, and some of them are called as indefinite. And because of the number of the narrations that have talked about this issue, that we have two categories of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the companions of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam also knew about this topic. They knew that not all the signs are definite.
Yeah.
Some of them are indefinite. And we said in one of the previous sessions that when we are talking about indefinite signs, it means that bada may happen, meaning that
a change.
Yeah, there might be a change regarding these indefinite signs. But we said that when it comes to definite signs, there is no change and there is no bada. So
bada.
This is showing the importance of knowing whether each sign is definite or not.
Yeah.
Regarding Sufyani, we said that there is no difference of idea among Shia scholars that he is one of the, for sure, one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. I shared one narration from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and another from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Let me just share one more narration in this regard, and then we'll go to the next topic, because it's a clear issue when it comes to the definite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Sufyani is for sure one of the definite signs.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the companions of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam also knew, at least many of them, the closest ones, they knew about these two categories. And that is why in some narrations they asked the Imams alayhim assalam whether this sign is definite or indefinite. In this narration, the famous companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Abu Hamza Thumali, says that, I told Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, إن أبا جعفر عليه السلام كان يقول إن خروج السفياني من الأمر المحتوم. Abu Ja'far, meaning Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, your father, he used to say that the movement and the uprising of Sufyani is al-amr al-mahtum, one of the definite signs.
قال
لي نعم. And of course, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam confirmed what was mentioned by his holy father. This is in Kamal al-Din, page 652, chapter 57, hadith number 14.
Mm-hmm.
So the conclusion of this discussion is that
it's a definite sign.
It is a definite sign, and based on the other narrations talking about Sufyani, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come. We'll talk about the time. So if any person claims that he is the promised Mahdi, but there is no Sufyani around, so for sure we can reject that person as a false claimant, because Sufyani is one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right. Before we move ahead, let's have a sip of water and take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a ear one-year-old pain. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm with Dr. Karimi. You're listening to The Last Savior. Well, Dr. Karimi, we have been talking about that before the break. We made it clear that Safiani is a certain sign which is described as Mahtum in the narrations. Mahtum means definite, a certain sign. And Bada, the concept of Bada, the But that does not happen in the definite signs. And you said one of the companions of Imam Sadiq al-Islam asked him that, I heard from your father, that is Imam Baqir al-Islam, that Sufyani is a definite sign. And then Imam Sadiq al-Islam confirms it. And we came to the conclusion that, yes, Sufyani is a definite sign. Now, when we know that Sufyani is a definite sign, we know a little bit about him. Is his name Sufyani, like we discussed in the previous, we were talking about, like we said, Yamani. Is his name Yamani? Or that since he's coming from Yemen, his name is Yamani. So what is it like? Why is his name Sufyani? Or is it his real name? Or does he have some other names?
When we refer to the narrations, both in Shia and Sunni sources about this personality, we see that in most of the cases, we have two terms referring to this person. Of course, the first name or the first title is Sufyani, and the other one is Ibn Aqilat al-Akbad, the son of the liver-eating woman. This is one of the titles of Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, and in her story of sending one person to kill Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, and later she tried to eat the liver of Hamza, it's mentioned in the history. So she is called Aqilatul Akbad. We may translate it as the liver eating woman.
Alright.
So Sufyani is also called Ibn Aqilat al-Akbar. So according to some narrations, his lineage goes back to Abu Sufyan. We will talk about that. So the wife of Abu Sufyan is Hind. And that is why he is also called, Sufyani is also called Ibn Aqilat al-Akbar, the son of Hind, who is known as Aqilat al-Akbar.
Okay.
Of course, there are a few narrations talking about the
this
second title.
This goes back to the lineage now.
Yeah, we'll talk about the lineage later,
but
talking about his name, we have these two titles, Sufyani in most of the narrations, and in few narrations, Ibn Aqilat al-Akbad. But these two cannot be the names of Sufyani.
Yeah, because these are the features.
Yeah, they are the features or the epithets and the titles. Because Sufyani is, according to Arabic language, is a person attributed to Sufyan. And we say that it may refer to his lineage as one of the offsprings of Abu Sufyan or as a person who has the same features of Abu Sufyan. So As-Sufyani is the name of this personality.
Okay.
Ibn Aqilat al-Akbar is not his name. The title is an epithet, for example. In another narration, we have this question from the companions of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt that what is the name of Sufyani? This is in Kamal al-Din, page 651, chapter 57, hadith number 11. So this narration also proves that, according to the understanding of that companion, Sufyani is not the name. And that is why he asked the Imam, what is the name of Sufyani?
Okay, yeah, there's a question.
So now the question is that, what is the name of this personality? We have three names based on the narrations that we have received in Shia and Sunni sources. According to one narration, his name is Harb. This narration is quoted in Aqd al-Durar, chapter 4, hadith number, section 4, chapter 2, page 91.
I would want you to give details of the narrations after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. Well, Welcome back. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior with Dr. Karimi. And Dr. Karimi, you were saying about the name of Sofiani before going to the break. You said that in one of the narrations, it said that he's called as his title is that he's a son of liberating women. And in some narrations, it's Harb. But then we said that before this, son of liberating women can be a title, not his name. Now, we were talking about Harb is discussed in one of the narrations.
Sure. As I mentioned, as for the name of Sofiani, there are three names given by some of the narrations. The names are Harb, Anbasa, and Uthman.
Okay.
The name of Harb, as I mentioned, is mentioned in Iqdud Durar. The other narration calls him as Anbasa. His name is Anbasa. This is in At-Tashrif Ubil Minan. Page 296, hadith number 417. And in the third narration, he is called Uthman. His name is Uthman.
Okay.
For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, يَخْرُجُ إِبْنُ أَكْلَةِ الْأَكْبَاتِ مِنَ الْوَادِ الْيَابِسِ إِبْنُ أَكْلَةِ الْأَكْبَاتِ, that we said that this is one of the titles referring to Sufyani, will come from a dried land. We'll talk about this place. اسمه عثمان وأبوه عنبسة. His name is Uthman and his father's name is عنبسة.
Okay.
This is in Kamal al-Din, page 651, chapter 57, hadith number 9. But the point is that all these narrations are weak when it comes
again,
to
the chain
of the narrations. And that is why we can, and of course they are contradicting each other.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them is calling him Harb, the other Anbasa, and the third Uthman. And of course, why they are contradicting? Because none of them is authentic.
Yeah.
So we cannot believe and accept any of them. And when it comes to the name of Sofiani, we cannot come to a clear conclusion based on the narrations.
Yeah.
And of course, it may not help us a lot.
Yeah.
He would be famous as Sofiani. So if the narrations call him Uthman or Anbasa, it doesn't make any difference because it's the name of many other people.
Yeah.
So it may not help a lot. And what matters is his movement and his actions. And interestingly, this has been mentioned in one of the narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. In one narration, Abdullah bin Abi Mansur says that, I asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, what is the name of Sofiani? The Imam says, وَمَا تَسْنَعُ بِاسْمِهِ, what is the benefit of you knowing his name?
Yeah.
So what does it matter? Imam says, إِذَا مَلِكَ, when he is going to conquer the following five places, Damascus, Homs, Palestine, Jordan, and Qunnasreen. We'll talk about, of course, these places. فَتَوَقَّوْا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ الْفَرَجِ, when you see a person coming, conquering these five important places, at that time, and of course, he is famous as Sofiani, at that time, wait and expect the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is in Kamal al-Din, page 651, chapter 57, hadith number 11.
All right.
So for us, people in the major occultation waiting for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah, we are among the people who will see the day of their reappearance.
Inshallah.
It seems that we will not have much difficulty and problems in realizing Sofiani, and we are not in need of knowing his name. Because first of all, he must be famous as Sofiani. And okay.